Fearing Russia will seize her town, war widow moves husband's grave to Kiev. U.S. must be prudent when supplying arms to Taiwan. She tells Trump, we are ready to talk. U.S. news anchor Savannah Guthrie pleads for return of her abducted mother. Man sentenced to life in prison for 2024 attempt on Trump's life. Gunmen killed dozens in Nigeria as U.S. military deployment confirmed. Andrew and Epstein asked exotic dancer for sex acts. Legal Letter claims a global craze for Korean culture is making its humble snacks unaffordable. Suspect identified in disappearance of 4-year-old in Australian outback. Doctor who treated Bondi Junction mass killer referred to health regulator. Son of Norway's crown princess holds back tears giving evidence at rape trial. Australian police charge man with abuse of 459 children. Melinda French Gates says ex-husband Bill has questions to answer over Epstein, Israeli strike skill 20 in. Gaza, hospitals say, after soldier wounded by gunfire. German activists jailed in Hungary for attacks at Nazi rally. Fears of new arms race as U.S.-Russia nuclear weapons treaty expires. Boy, 14, stabbed art teacher because he had too much hatred, he tells police. Greece blames smugglers over migrant deaths, but early accounts have been questioned before. Leader of South Africa's second largest party to step down, notorious Tanzanian drug trafficker. Arrested during raiding Zambia, Libyan prosecutors launch probe into killing of Gaddafi's son Gen Z, toppled an autocrat, but old guard tip to win Bangladesh vote. Trump says America should move on from Epstein, it may not be that easy. Growing calls in India toward strict children's social media use. How plans for Trump International Hotel in Belgrade unraveled. Gazans returning through Rafah, crossing described checks by Palestinian militia. Why a beauty spot in South Africa could be about to run out of water. Never imagined. This, Indian village grapples with interfaith couples killing. Shanties in a Lagos lagoon bulldozed and burnt. Hope and uncertainty as India and U.S. strike long-delayed trade deal. Enemy, insults and questioning. Putin, Steve Rosenberg on the tightrope of reporting from Russia. Syria's only female minister pushes for change. I'm not here for window dressing. Starbucks bets on robots to brew a turnaround in customers. Watch. Giant phantom jellyfish floating off Argentina. Son of Norway's crown princess gives evidence as rape trial continues. BBC on the front line with Colombia's war on drugs. Watch. Florida iguanas are cold stunned and falling from trees. Russia will continue to supply oil to Cuba, RIA cites ambassador. Oil falls 2% on easing supply concern after U.S.-Iran agree to talks. Silver prices plunge 16%. Wipe out recent rebound. Oil prices slide over 1% with U.S.-Iran talks in focus. Gold prices fall. Silver plummets 16% as dollar firms ahead of central bank meetings. Traders rush to lock in oil prices amid Iran geopolitical risk. More Venezuelan supply. Trump, Xi discussed Taiwan and soybeans in call aimed at easing China-U.S. relations. Argentina signs critical minerals deal with U.S. Foreign Ministry says exclusive Nippon Steel. Considering $3.2 billion convertible bond sale, sources say. Japan stocks lower at close of trade. Nikkei 225 down 0.73%. Memory chip prices surge as much as 90% so far in Q1. Counterpoint. Nippon Steel widens full-year net loss forecast to 70 billion yen. KKR to acquire Arctos Partners for $1.4 billion, report. Siemens Healthineers posts steady Q1 as imaging strength offsets diagnostics drag. Volvo Cars Q4 profits tumble in a challenging market. China said to halt Panama deals after ports operation nulled. Bloomberg News reports HP, Dell, Acer, and Asus consider Chinese memory sourcing amid shortages. Nikkei. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.81%. Ireland services growth eases in January but remains solid. Mozambique private sector stagnates in January amid slower growth.